Males sported curved tail plumes and what looked like a white fur cap and dark earmuffs. Peter pulled out his pocket notebook and smiled as he added the birds to his list. It was the middle of January and one of his favorite days of the year, the State Ornithological Association's annual waterfowl count. For over 6 hours, we had picked along 6 miles of the Western Rockaway Peninsula, a narrow strip of land separating Jamaica Bay from the Atlantic Ocean, tallying roughly 1,500 ducks from 10 different species, as well as grebes, loons, and geese. Sunset was 2 hours away, and this was the tip of Breezy Point, our final spot. In a city of more than 8 million people, there were only 4 others on the wide beach. 2 fishermen, and, coming our way, an older couple out for a walk. Peter leaned against his scope and pulled sunglasses over his blue eyes. His face, though lined, appeared youthful and was framed by a trim gray beard that softened its angles. A worn cap covered his bald head. Weather-deepened spiderwebs radiated from the corners of his eyes, indicating not only a life spent outdoors, but a ready laugh. I had heard it earlier when we pulled our scopes out of the trunk of his Subaru in the sandy parking lot. "Do you want to bring your water?" I'd asked, pointing to a crinkled plastic bottle. Then came that laugh, a loud, free-ranging cackle. "Do you know what that is?" he'd said. "Holy water! From Pope John Paul's visit to Shea Stadium in 1979? I was there!" We waited for more sea ducks to fly toward the jetty. I was tired by that time, but Peter showed no signs of fatigue. He wore a backpack large enough for a week-long hike on the Appalachian Trail. He had been doing this count every January for over 30 years. Sometimes he walked at all, roughly 10 or 12 miles. Though today, we walked and drove. Peter loved winter birding, calling it more peaceful and relaxing than at other times of the year. And he liked to end his emails with a quote about the season, along with the name of the person it's attributed to. Andrew Wythe. "I prefer winter and fall, when you feel the bone structure of the landscape, the loneliness of it, the dead feeling of winter. Something waits beneath it. The whole story doesn't show." Oscar Wilde. "Wisdom comes with winters." John Steinbeck. "What good is the warmth of summer without the cold of winter to give it sweetness?" But I gathered there was more to his deep feelings. Peter is deaf and wears a hearing aid, and Breezy Point is a refuge from the city's loud noises, large crowds, and general chaos. Here he can scan the ocean without interruption for long spells. It was Peter's second-grade Catholic school teacher who first realized he was deaf, and when his mother took him to a Flatbush dispensary to buy hearing aids, he sprinted outside just as a fire engine raced down the street. Thinking his head was going to explode, he ran back inside and yelled, "Take one out!" Ever since, he's worn only one hearing aid. As a child, his inability to communicate left him anxious and frustrated. But birding changed that. His mother showed him blue jays, and from their house near the Brooklyn Navy Yard, he would look for them in their sparse backyard. His window watching took on greater meaning after his father, a postal worker, died when Peter was 13. In May of the following year, 1975, he went to the window and saw on the ground a glowing red bird with ink-black wings. As with the introduction of those hearing aids, it was a combustible experience. Mesmerized, he sketched the bird, then carried his drawing to the library. The paperback 3rd edition Peterson Field Guide told him it was a male scarlet tanager, a songbird that each year migrated between the Andean foothills of South America